Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. How are you guys doing, guys? I hope you're doing well. I praise God that He is still blessing and keeping you, and knowing that God is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is also Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Yes, it is another day, almost close to the closing of this week. To get us into a new weekend. Let's get right down to it. There are a lot of people, and a lot of y'all probably can raise your hand when I say, these people got some good advice, but they can't take their advice for nothing. How many people know those people like that? Well, I know a few. I don't really call them friends, I call them acquaintances, because in order for you to really step up to where you need to be and be called friend, really, for real, you gotta be able to self-reflect. And if you are calling yourself a Christian, and if you're walking in kingdom, and you're walking in that kingdom mindset, you are reflecting daily. You know, it says in the Word of God that we are supposed to die daily. So when we do what figuratively means die, that means we need to set aside our will and let God's will be done in our lives. We have a lot of people that like to point fingers at each other, but don't want to be accountable to themselves. I was talking to one of my brothers, good man of God, and I was telling him how much I'm proud of him and how much I commend him as a man of God to be able to, from where we met each other to now, how he actually is so self-aware of what he does. And you know, I'm not going to really go into deep as far as what the problem, what the issue was, but, you know, he's so aware of himself. It's not even funny. Okay, God, that's what we doing here. Okay. And I told him, I said, I am so proud of you because God is showing you your maturism. You're really maturing in this thing, and you're doing what God is asking of you. And in this season, we really have to be very self-aware. We have to, in order for us to be true givers and true mentors and entrepreneurs and men and women of God, if you want to be a pastor, if you're looking into going into the ministry, those things, there is an order for everything. And until you actually are self-aware of who you are and why you are who you are and where you are in the level and process of your purpose, you may never be able to truly heal from anything that you're doing or any process. You can't tell nobody if you ain't been through it. Experiences are imperative. The hurts and the pressing and the fire being ridiculed and disrespected and lied on. You said yes. When you said yes, you picked up the cross. And now you are part of God's children. So if Jesus had to go through it, if Jesus had to go through it, what makes you think you're not going to go through this pressing? We're going through these changes. We're dealing with these things. And when people give advice to one another, you have to have some type of validity to this thing. All these things that I talk about, all these concerns and issues that I talk about, I've experienced. I've lived through. And the reason why God has been so good to me is because I've actually been self-aware. I'm understanding that it is not me. This ain't about me. This is about somebody else that can't that don't think that they can get through it, that don't think that they can understand it. Why me? Why am I always being picked on? Why am I always being disrespected? Why am I always being lied on? Why me? Why? Why not you? Why not you? You said yes. You connected to the man or woman of God that said yes. You have to go through this. This is part of the process. You have to be purged. There's some things in you that are not where God wants to be. And don't beat yourself up in the process. Realize that this is part of the process. Yes, it hurts. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but yes, it hurts. Yes, it don't feel good. Yes, it's disrespectful. Yes. Why are they always picking on me? But this one acting a plumb idiot over here. But you coming after me. It's about self-awareness. This was supposed to be, okay, Holy Ghost. This was supposed to be about dealing with taking advice from people that don't take their own advice. I guess God wants me to deal with this right now. Amen. I'm being obedient, Father. Sometimes you have to deal with some things that are uncomfortable. Sometimes you have to deal with things that make you feel less than. And if it makes you feel that way, there are some imperfections in you that have to be purged out to shift that thing. If you got low self-esteem, you're stressed out, you're always being picked on, you deal with certain types of issues that are emotional issues, and you're always upset and always crying and you always feel somebody's coming after you, then there are some things that God is trying to pull out of you in order for you to go to the next level. I do not know what those things are in particular because I don't know you like that. But this is a case-by-case thing. But God knows you. And in order for you to come out of the cycle of being continuously, even if you move, it's like taking the test over and over again. No matter if you remove yourself from that particular place, if that test has to be passed, he will make you deal with somebody else with the same test until you get it right. I dealt with over and over and over again. I can't tell you how many cars I've totaled. I'm gonna be honest. If my husband was on this line right now, on the radio, he'd be like, Lord, we could have had 10 cars out here. And I am not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating. I had to realize that there was a curse on my life. The enemy wanted me dead. Didn't understand it, but I always walked away from it. Always walked away from the accident. But my car was tore up from the floor up. And my husband's like, you can't drive. And I'm sitting here like, why can't I drive? What is the issue? I would literally go on days behind the wheel. Didn't understand it. I had to realize that, okay, God, what is the issue? The issue is not the vehicle. The issue is not the driver. Is it? Yes, it's you. What's wrong with you? Why can't you get together? Why are you always doing this? I had to realize that God was testing me. He was allowing the test to come forth, and the enemy was trying to kill me behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. Sure was. And then I realized, I said, you know what, God? Take this from me. You know what my issue was? I was a drunk. I used to drink. Yes. There it is. Transparency. I know people, if you know me, you know how funny I am, but I'm serious. I used to drink like nothing. If you know anything about a Marine, we can drink you under the table and back up again. The women probably could drink a man probably better. And I wondered why. Why was I drinking? See, it wasn't the fact that I was an alcoholic. What was the root to the alcoholism? The root of the alcoholism was that I had a void in my life that needed to be full. I wanted to be numb. I wanted to be numb. And what better way to make me numb is by my alcohol drinking. That's right. So when I stopped drinking, thank you, Father, because he took the taste from me. I asked him to take the taste from me one night. And I poured out all my good liquor. All y'all like, what? $200, $400 worth of liquor. Good stuff. If you know what good stuff is. Anyway, if that's what you want to call it. That was my thorn. Now, I didn't stop drinking because, oh, I'm a Christian and I believe that you're not. I'm not going into that. I'm not going into that. Let's be real. I stopped drinking because that was what was hindering me from seeing what issues I had going on in my house. I say all this to say, because I'm not going to keep y'all late tonight. I'm not going to do that. I say all this to say is, let's take a step back and look at the big picture and look at who and whose are in the area affecting, what is affecting them and why is it affecting them? Why is you having the same of reoccurrence in the same time of the year, the same month, around the same time, around you get this anxiety because you're preparing for the same drama to happen? Let's pull those things out as if they were exposed. Expose them and we can get something done with it. Let's fix these things. Let's stop doing the cycle. Let's stop going through this cycle of mess. And let's walk in the blessings. God's promises is yes and amen. Last time I checked, let's walk in the promises. God loves us so much, but he needs us to understand that there is a process to this thing. And that you cannot blame nobody else but yourself. Real talk. This is a process. It is. Let's recognize the issue. And as I said earlier in one of my podcasts, and finish. Let's complete this thing. Let's get the issue. Let's attack it. And let's resolve it. Let's do what we have to do. He says, not my will, but thy will be done. Let's stop fighting. Let's stop coming in a combative state when someone comes in the room. Let God handle them. Stop trying to handle it yourself. Pray for them. I know that sounds crazy. I know. Trust me on this one, though. Pray for them and watch God shift. I ask God tonight that God will allow you, men and women that listen to this, to strengthen yourselves, to have courage, to be strong, to be able to have a certain anointing of boldness that you've never had before. I ask God to continue to bless you and purge you as you go through this process. I ask God that this thing that you're going through, this cycle, that you never go through it again, that you know that it is the past, that you break it, oh God, that you sever that neck, that boa constricted neck that tries to wrap itself around them. I ask that you loose them, oh God, and give them what they need in order for them to be who they need to be in you, oh God. I ask that you love on them and that you show them their worth and you bring them the resources that they so desperately need in this, for such a time as this. I ask, God, that you continue to love on them. And most of all, God, I ask that you bless this prayer and you seal it with your blood and let no retaliation, retribution come to those that have prayed and the ones that have been prayed for. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I told you, this is Omani Harrell at PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. You guys have a great and outstanding night. Bye. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Good morning, guys. It is a Friday.
Freedom Friday. Yes, we, for the Son who sets free is free indeed, and we are free in Him. We thank you so much, God, for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to come together one more time. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. I am on fire this morning, guys. I am on fire. Yes, it is a new day, a new chapter, a new season, a new shift in this wonderful, wonderful thing that we call life, and how we are expanding on it and how we are experiencing it. Guys, do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed. Be encouraged and know that God is with you, that this is not unto death. I don't know who this is for this morning, but I am excited. He says the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent takes it by force. We are here this morning to take this thing by force. Whatever is going on in your life right now, I don't know who this is for, and it's for me too. I'm just going to call it what it is. It is all right. It is all right. You don't have to be involved in every little thing. You don't have to be seen all the time. Sometimes God just wants you to stand still and know that He is God. Sometimes He just wants you to just rest in Him. We're supposed to lean not into our own understandings, but trust His understandings. His ways is not our ways, and His thoughts is not our thoughts. So we got to understand that this is His process. Let His process be, and just be in the midst of it. Just trust God. Just allow Him to utilize you wherever you are. Even in my processes, as you know, where I'm shifting some things, and I'm, you know, guys, I have a day job, and you know, I love what I do. I love what I do in every aspect of my life. That being said, there's a shift of learning things. There's a shift of absorbing, and we always have to be mindful and careful about absorbing things. So when we absorb knowledge, we have to be mindful that we also have to not just retain it, but also study it and reference it and research and fill out information that, you know, may be needed and detrimental. Because just because somebody gives you a process, just because somebody gives you something, that doesn't mean that is the word. That is it. You get what I'm saying? And we have to be very, very careful and very diligent and do our due diligence in making sure that we study to show thyself approved. This is not a fun thing. You know, this is work. It's work being kingdom. It's work being blessed. It's work doing the things that God is asking you to do. It's work. And I think we have missed the mark. And matter of fact, I know we have missed the mark when we decide to do what we say we're going to do, and it's not your decision, really. It really isn't. And go off and do what you want to do. It's not about what you want to do. It's about His glory. If we just stand still, let Him do what He has to do, and work on and in us, everything will fall to in suit. We have to be willing to do that. There was a conversation a couple of days ago, and we were having a good conversation. And the first thing we were my brother and I was talking about, one of my brothers, we were talking about how we sit here and we love, you know, talking, and we love doing things, and we love, you know, nice things and things of that nature. But when we say love, does that, you know, when you say I love you, is there's not just a saying to that, there is an action. So in that process, I was saying, you're right, and there's a reaction. If you say you love somebody and you don't show them that you love them, then the reaction is negative, because you could care less about me, for real. You ain't worried about me. And then there's conflict that comes in, because people's perception of love is different, which is sad. However, going into looking into the real things as being more than a conqueror and things of that nature, we got to understand that there has to be a belief system. There has to be something that you fall on and you rest in. And if you don't have God as the foundation, then it means really nothing, because you really don't know how to love at all, because of the fact that you don't know how to love yourself first. And in order for you to love yourself, you got to love God. Real talk. And a lot of people don't want to hear this, but it's real. That's real. You got to have a relationship. You got to learn how to negotiate, give and take. Most of the time, you're going to be given in a lot of things, because you don't understand this concept, because you've been used to taking. It's just like a child. A child didn't ask to be here, but they're born, and they're very... Babies are selfish. They want this, and that. And that looks like a selfishness, but it's a give take thing. You're giving them nourishment. They're drinking their milk. They're being fed. They're doing all these things, but you got to teach them to be resilient for themselves. That's where that more than a conqueror comes in. That's when that resiliency comes in. That's when that fire comes in. That's when the burning consumes the negative and the broken and the busted that's in you. And that's when God comes, what he does best. He makes something out of nothing, and he molds this wonderful, beautiful, intricate, delicate thing called human, and he makes us wonderfully and fearfully made. And then when God comes in and loves on us and shows us that it is all right to feel, it is all right to be discouraged at times, it is all right. My son went through it. That's why he came to earth, to be able to feel and understand and develop and get a concept to what we had. Not only that, but to be able to show you that it can be done, that I can be resilient, I can stand flat-footed, I can be strong, and I can be the God-fearing woman or man and that God has honored me to be, that I can be the purposed woman and or man of God or child that he has purposed me to be. Come on, guys, this is about his glory. And when you give him the glory, you are blessed. When you give him the glory, you are at peace. Stop holding on to issues and problems. Stop blaming yourselves for your children's issues. When they become adults, it is their decision to make. Reconciliation is here. It has been here. This is the year of perfection. Let's stop walking in this depression and this oppression. Let us walk in his magnifying glory. Let's walk in the manifestation of his glory. Come on, y'all. This is about him. It's about everything is about his glory, about God and Jesus and Holy Ghost, all of the Trinity. It's about him. But in order for you to truly understand all these great things, you gotta go back to realizing that this is not unto death. This tug of war that you're dealing with is a tug of war with yourself. And you gotta tell self, sit down somewhere. Come on. Get your life. And stop falling into the systems. The systems are there to be understood. The systems are there to be conquered. Period. We have authority, and I talk about it all the time. We have authority and dominion on this earth. But what we do not do, we might sometimes walk in our authority, but most of the time we are not making and walking in our dominion. Authority and dominion go hand in hand. Last time I checked, he gave dominion on this earth. So this is ours. We were created to live here and to flourish. Let's prosper. Let's be at peace. Let's bind the guilt. Let's separate this frustration. Let's cut off the lies. Let's stop being somebody we're not. And let's just be who God anointed and ordained and honored us to be. You can't be nobody else. I can't be nobody else but Omani Harrell. Nope. Sorry. Can't. I don't want to be. I don't want to be. This is me and this is what you get. Straight with no chaser. Straight. And I love me. Even the imperfections. I love me. And I'm so excited to say that. I'm happy to say that. But you know who I love more than me? My Father who sits on the throne. Abba Father. But in order for me to have been able to love me, I had to understand and I had to love God. I had to love him for him as daddy. Not as this all-seeing being that is so far away that I can't touch. He's here. He sees us. He understands. He hurts for us. But he also has to reprimand. That's what a father truly does. That's what a true father does. He checks us. He puts us in the corner. He even whoops us every now and then. And if you not get whooped, then you ain't on his side. I'm just saying. And he also prepares us for the next level. So let's get ready for the next level. Stop trying to depend on somebody. And stop getting hype when you connect with somebody and they look like, you know, they gonna help you, and then it comes back to you that you gotta help yourself. Maybe God is telling you that you gotta focus and balance and stop trusting the people, because man will always disappoint you, and trust the process. Because God wants us all to prosper. And I'm not just talking about financially. I'm talking about divine health. I'm talking about divine wealth. I'm talking about relationship with him, becoming a pillar of your community, having a character, walking in integrity. Those are the things that last. Because that is what creates your spirit, man. Prosperity. When they hear prosperity, they think of cha-ching. Money will come and go. And last time I checked, my father is rich with houses and lands. He holds the wealth in the palm of his hands. So if he does all that, I don't need to worry about my finances. I do have to make sure that I'm not spending my money cuckoo and crazy. I do have to make sure that I'm walking in his authority when I do things. But all I got to do is trust my father and stand on his word. So when I stand on his word, I'm standing on and with him. When I lean not into my own understandings and lean on him, I am trusting the process. When my child acts a fool, not saying my children are, but I'm just using that as an example. When my child acts a fool, I have to trust and know that everything I put in them will manifest. I have to trust and know that when I walk down the street and I go to work or I'm out here talking to veterans and loving on them, fellow veterans at that, that they're getting the love that they need in order for them to get to the next level. I need to trust and know that everything that I pour out, God is pouring back into me. There is somebody that's physically here that can sharpen me, because we sharpen one another like iron. That's the word. That's going to pour back into me everything that I poured out. I need to know, I already know that God is going to take care of me. See, that's the problem with us. We can trust him with our, and some of us don't even trust him with our finances, but we could trust him with our finances. We could trust him with our marriage. But we think that trusting is putting all, you know, not doing nothing. You got to do something. And that's where that courage comes in, brothers and sisters, people of God, and people that we say ain't saved. They more saved than some of y'all. Real talk. I'm just saying. You got people sitting on the same pew in church for 50 years. I'm just waiting for my change to come. And then you die. You laid out. You got 300 people at your funeral, but you still broken. Your spirit man still broken. And you have unfulfilled dreams that you dreamed, but they had not manifested because you waiting for something to happen. Stop. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We have to take this thing by force. Walk in the courage that God has given and anointed you to have. Stop waiting and start doing. That's why you have so many more entrepreneurs out here than you ever seen, because people have taken it by force. Some of this stuff ain't gonna last if God ain't in it. But still, they have taken initiative. They have set aside fears. They have listened to the self, the inner man, and to God. Some of them. Let's walk in it. Let's not be discouraged on the knowledge that we have. We have a plethora. That's right. I said it just like that. And please don't mess with my grammar. I like to say it the way I like to say it. So don't call me. Don't messenger me about that. I like to say plethora. Plethora of knowledge. Yes. Yes, we do. We do. And we got to use it. Stop sitting on it. Stop waiting for stuff to happen. Let's do this. This is Friday, y'all. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. Let's be free. Let's be free to conquer. Let's be free to decide. Let's be free to make databases. Let's be free to create. Let's be free, guys. Come on, y'all. Come on. I am so excited for what God is doing. I am so elated. I know I'm past my time and I'm going to be good and I'm going to get off. But I'm just saying, guys, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm praying for you guys. I really am. As I pray for you, you pray for me. This is Omani Harold, PEP, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Let's go.